The email hits at 8:12 a.m. and nobody breathes right after. Promotion shortlist, one position, two names. The government office is all glass and beige walls, but the air turns heavy like a basement. Marcus Hale reads his name once, then again. He keeps his face still. He knows what people do when they think you are about to rise. They watch. They count your mistakes. They smile like friends while they measure your fall. Across the floor, Talia Reed feels her phone vibrate and does not check it. She already knows who it is. She can picture the words before they land. Keep quiet. Stay calm. Do not make this worse. Elena Brooks steps out of her office with a folder tucked tight to her chest. Her heels stop for half a beat when she sees the list. Her eyes move to Marcus, then to Talia, then away. At 11 sharp, an HR representative is added to the afternoon panel meeting. No explanation, just a calendar update that reads like a warning. Chapter 1, The Shortlist. The printer in the copy room jams for the third time that morning, and nobody laughs about it. The building is already tense. Fluorescent lights hum, computers boot, coffee smells burned. On the main floor, a paper is taped to the internal bulletin board beside the fire safety plan and the holiday roster. Somebody has highlighted two lines in yellow. Senior policy coordinator, one vacancy. Shortlist, Marcus Hale, Adrian Cole. People slow down as they pass, pretending to read something else. They glance anyway. They always do. Marcus stands there with his hands at his sides, posture straight, eyes fixed on his name. He has spent 3 years cleaning up other people's messes. He has written reports that saved the department from public embarrassment. He has trained new staff without ever getting credit. He tells himself this is earned. He turns and walks back to his desk like nothing changed. He sits down, opens a spreadsheet, and starts typing numbers he does not need. Across the aisle, a coworker coughs into their elbow and watches him over the monitor. The office does not celebrate in the open. It does not admit envy either. It just gets quiet. And quiet is where damage starts. Two desks down, Talia Reed stares at the bulletin board as if it is an accusation. Her throat is dry. She swallows and feels the movement all the way down. She knew a promotion was coming. She did not know it would land on her life like this. Marcus is not just a colleague. He is a habit. Late work nights, quiet jokes, a hand on her shoulder that stayed a second too long, conversations that started as work and ended as something else. Adrian is not just another name. Adrian is a different kind of danger. He is clean suits, controlled voice, and the calm stare of a man who believes rules are for other people. He works in compliance, two floors up, where they talk about integrity while they negotiate it behind doors. And Adrian has a partner. Everybody knows that. Elena Brooks. Elena's office sits behind frosted glass with her title printed in black letters, Deputy Director. She runs this floor with a tight grip. She does not raise her voice. She does not have to. At 8:45, Elena steps out of her office, holding a folder that looks heavy. Her hair is pulled back. Her face is composed in a way that makes people straighten their backs without thinking. She moves toward the bulletin board. Marcus watches her from his seat. He catches the smallest shift in her walk when she sees the paper. A half-step pause, a glance that is too quick to be innocent. Her eyes flick to Marcus, then they flick to Talia. Then Elena looks away and keeps walking. Marcus feels his stomach tighten. It is not fear exactly. It is the sense that a door just closed somewhere, quietly, on purpose. Talia sits at her desk and forces her hands to stop shaking. She opens her email, then closes it. She opens a document titled Quarterly Review and stares at the blank page. Her phone vibrates. She flips it face down without looking. The vibrations come again, and she keeps ignoring them until her screen goes dark. The silence that follows is worse. At 9:15, the internal chat pings, a short message from administration. Panel meeting for senior policy coordinator will be held at 2:30 p.m. in conference room B. Talia reads it twice. Panel means decision. Decision means winner. Winner means fallout. At 9:18, another update arrives. HR representative added to panel attendance. That is not normal. Not for a promotion at this level. HR does not sit in unless someone expects a problem. Talia's vision narrows. She can hear her own pulse in her ears. She thinks about the last 2 months, the choices she made in small pieces, one choice at a time, each one easy to justify until the whole thing becomes a weapon. Marcus leans back in his chair and looks across the floor, scanning faces. People are pretending to work. He can tell who is watching him by who is not looking. He messages his friend in records. Panel with HR, you see that? A reply comes fast. Yeah, that is new. Something is up. Marcus keeps his hands steady on the keyboard. He is not the kind of man who panics in public. He has learned how to keep his emotions behind his eyes. That skill has saved him more than once. But his mind is moving. Adrian Cole, compliance manager, polished, connected, Elena's partner. Marcus has never spoken to Adrian outside of meetings. Adrian has always treated him like background. Now Adrian is in Marcus's way, and Elena is running the panel. Marcus stands and walks toward Elena's office. He stops outside the frosted glass. He can see her silhouette shifting behind the door, the shape of her hand lifting a phone. He knocks once, controlled, a pause, then her voice calm. Come in. Marcus steps inside. Elena's office smells like paper and faint perfume. On her desk, the folder sits open. He does not look at the contents. He looks at her face. Elena offers a professional smile that does not reach her eyes. Marcus, what can I do for you? He keeps his tone even. I saw the shortlist. I wanted to confirm the process for the panel. With HR added, I want to be sure the criteria is clear. Elena's eyes hold his for a moment too long. Her smile stays fixed. The criteria has always been clear. Performance, leadership, reliability. Marcus nods once. And at Elena's fingers tap the edge of the folder. A small rhythm, a tell. HR is there to ensure everything is documented properly. Marcus hears what she does not say. To ensure the department survives what might be coming. He chooses his next words carefully. I have no issues with documentation. I just want this to be clean. Elena leans back in her chair. Her voice stays smooth, but there is steel under it. It will be clean. Focus on your work. Be ready for the panel. That is all you need to do. Marcus turns to leave. At the door, he pauses. One more thing. Elena's eyes narrow slightly. Yes, Marcus keeps his face neutral. If there is any concern about conflict of interest, I expect it to be addressed before 2:30. Elena does not blink. Noted. Marcus walks out, closing the door behind him. The moment the latch clicks, he exhales through his nose. His hands are still steady, but he feels heat in his chest. On the floor, Talia watches him return to his desk. She can tell from the way he moves that something just happened. She looks at her phone again, finally, like a person walking into a fire because standing outside is worse. 3 missed messages, all from Adrian. Call me now. We need to talk. Do not say anything to anyone. Her thumb hovers over the screen. She does not reply. She cannot. She has spent weeks believing she could balance this. Keep work at work. Keep feeling separate. Keep secrets inside separate rooms. But the rooms have no walls now. At 10:20, Elena calls a brief staff huddle. Everybody gathers near the central aisle, pretending it is just routine. Elena stands with a clipboard and the calm face of a woman used to controlling chaos. We have a busy day, she says. The panel will meet this afternoon. I want everyone focused and professional, no distractions. Her eyes sweep the group. When they land on Talia, they hold for half a second longer than they should. Talia's stomach drops. Elena continues. If anyone has concerns about conduct or procedure, they can address them through the proper channels. Proper channels? That is a warning with polite rapping. The huddle breaks. People disperse, whispering as they walk. At 11:30, Marcus steps into the break room to refill his coffee. Adrian Cole is there, leaning against the counter like he owns the building. Marcus freezes for a fraction of a second, then moves forward. He will not show fear, not now. Adrian looks up with a faint smile. Big day. Marcus keeps his voice flat. Looks like it. Adrian lifts his cup, takes a slow sip, then sets it down with care. His watch glints under the light. Funny thing about promotions, Adrian says. They do not just test your work. They test your judgment. Marcus feels the words land like a shove. He does not react. My judgment is fine. Adrian's smile tightens. I hope so. Because this office does not forgive people who create problems. Marcus steps closer, close enough to make the air between them thin. If you have something to say, say it straight. Adrian's eyes stay calm, too calm. 2:30, he says. Conference room B, I will see you there. Marcus leaves the break room with his coffee untouched. His hands are steady, but the back of his neck is hot. Across the floor, Talia's phone vibrates again. She stands abruptly, chair scraping the carpet. She walks fast toward the stairwell, away from the eyes. Inside the stairwell, the air is colder. Concrete walls, no windows. The sound of distant office life, muffled like a secret. She answers the call. Adrian's voice is low and urgent. Where are you? In the stairwell. Good. Listen to me. You are going to keep your head down today. You are going to do your job. You are not going to talk to Marcus. You are not going to say anything to Elena. Do you understand? Talia grips the phone harder. Why is HR on the panel? A pause, then Adrian speaks slower. Because someone ran their mouth? Someone put a complaint in? Talia feels her heart slam once. About what? Adrian exhales through his nose, irritated. About conflict. About favoritism. About things they cannot prove unless someone makes it easy for them. Talia swallows. Did you do something? Adrian's voice sharpens. Do not do that. Do not start looking for blame. We are handling this. We, Talia hears the word and realizes what it means. Adrian and Elena, a unit, a wall, a plan. And she is not part of it. Adrian continues. If anybody asks you anything, you say you have nothing to add. You say you are focused on your work. You say you do not know anything. Talia's voice comes out thin. And if they already know, Adrian goes quiet for a beat, then his voice turns colder. Then you still keep quiet. You protect yourself by protecting us. Talia's eyes sting. She blinks hard. That is not protecting me. Adrian's tone softens, but it is not kindness. It is strategy. Talia, think. If this goes public, you lose everything. Your name, your career, your future. Keep quiet, and this blows over. Talia stares at the stairwell wall. The paint is chipped. Somebody has scratched a line into it, a mark left by someone else under pressure. At the bottom of the stairs, a door opens. Footsteps echo upward. Talia whispers, I have to go. Adrian says one last thing, sharp as a blade. 2:30. Do not make me regret trusting you. The call ends. Talia stands there, phone in hand, breathing shallow. She listens to the footsteps fade. She feels trapped, not by a person, but by the shape of what she helped build. Back at her desk, her calendar reminder flashes. Panel meeting, 2:30 p.m. Marcus sits rigid at his workstation, staring at the time. His mind replays Adrian's words. Judgment. Problems. The threat underneath. Elena is in her office with the door closed. The frosted glass hides her, but the light is on. Her silhouette moves, pacing. At 1:58, an email arrives marked confidential. Subject line, process clarification. Promotion panel. Marcus opens it. It is short. It lists the panel members. Elena, two directors from other units, HR, and one more name added at the bottom. Adrian Cole. Marcus reads it twice, disbelief turning into something darker. The candidate is now on the panel that decides the outcome. This is not a mistake. This is a takeover. Marcus looks up across the floor. Talia is staring at her screen without blinking. Elena's office door opens, and she steps out, face composed, ready to walk into the meeting like nothing is wrong. Marcus stands up, chair rolling back. He is done being quiet. Chapter 1 ends with Marcus moving toward conference room B, eyes locked forward, while Talia's phone lights up with a new message that reads, "One word from you, and I end you." Chapter 2, the silence breaks. Conference room B smells like disinfectant and old carpet. The long table is already set with name placards and bottled water no one touches. The blinds are half closed, letting in thin strips of light that cut across the room like lines on a ledger. Marcus takes his seat without greeting anyone. He does not look at Adrian. He does not look at Elena. He stares straight ahead and waits. Elena enters last. She closes the door behind her with controlled care. Her face is neutral, professional. Anyone watching from the outside would see a woman in charge. The HR representative clears their throat. Before we begin, we need to address a procedural concern. The room stills. Adrian leans back slightly, arms crossed. He looks bored. Confident. The HR rep continues. An anonymous complaint was submitted this morning, alleging a conflict of interest related to this promotion process. Elena's jaw tightens, just a fraction. The complaint has triggered a temporary pause pending clarification. This meeting is now informational only. Marcus feels a cold satisfaction mixed with dread. This is real now. This is on record. Adrian smiles faintly. Anonymous complaints are easy to file, he says. They are not always credible. The HR rep nods once, which is why we are clarifying timelines and relationships. Individually. The word lands hard. Individually. Elena straightens. This is highly unusual. The HR rep meets her eyes. So is the allegation. The meeting ends without a decision. No vote, no discussion of merit, just a polite dismissal wrapped around a warning. Outside the room, the office is buzzing. People sense blood in the water. Rumors move faster than facts. Marcus walks straight to the stairwell. He needs air. He needs distance from faces that now look at him like he is either a threat or a liability. Halfway down, he hears footsteps. Talia, she stops two steps above him. Her face is pale. Her eyes are tired in a way sleep cannot fix. "Did you file the complaint?" she asks. Marcus turns slowly. "No." She nods once, like she already knew the answer. "Adrian thinks you did." Marcus lets out a sharp breath. Adrian thinks a lot of things. Silence stretches. The stairwell hums. Marcus speaks carefully. "You are involved. I know that now." Talia closes her eyes for a second. "I did not plan this. Nobody ever does." She looks at him, really looks this time. "He is threatening me." Marcus does not ask who. He does not need to. "You do not have to protect him." Talia's voice drops. He says, "If I talk, I lose everything." Marcus steps closer, lowering his voice. "You already are." Footsteps echo again. Talia flinches. She steps back. "I cannot do this here." She turns and leaves fast. Marcus watches her go, anger settling into resolve. He pulls out his phone and opens his email. He starts drafting a message to HR. He attaches performance reviews, process notes, a request, recusal review. Across the building, Elena sits alone in her office. The blinds are closed now. Her phone buzzes. Adrian's name fills the screen. She answers without greeting. "This is getting sloppy," he says. "You put yourself on the panel." "I put myself where I belong." "You made it obvious." Adrian exhales. "We need her quiet." Elena's voice hardens. "We need this contained." Adrian lowers his voice. "Then handle her." Elena hangs up without replying. At 4:10, HR sends calendar invites for separate interviews the next morning. Subject line, clarification meeting. Talia receives hers last. She stares at the screen, her hands shake. Then she opens her messages and scrolls back through weeks of texts. Instructions, pressure, warnings dressed as concern. She starts taking screenshots. Marcus submits his withdrawal from consideration at 4:37 p.m. He copies HR and senior leadership. One line of explanation, to preserve the integrity of the process. The office goes quiet again, a different quiet, the kind that means something broke. At 5:12, Adrian corners Talia near the elevators. His smile is gone. "What did you do?" "Nothing yet." His voice drops to a hiss. "You are not thinking clearly." She meets his eyes. "I am thinking clearly for the first time." The elevator dings, doors open. Adrian steps closer. "You talk tomorrow, and I will make sure you never work in this city again." The doors begin to close. Talia steps inside and lets them shut between them. Her phone vibrates. A new email from HR. "Whistleblower protections are available should you wish to proceed." She stares at the words as the elevator descends. Above her, Elena stands in her office, staring at the empty floor. She knows the control is slipping. She can feel it. Below, Marcus packs his bag, knowing he just lit a fuse he cannot put out. Chapter 2 ends with Talia standing alone in the elevator, holding evidence in her hand, while Adrian realizes silence is no longer guaranteed. Chapter 3, The Cost of Speaking. HR schedules the interviews for 9 a.m. sharp, separate rooms, separate clocks, no overlap. Talia arrives early. She sits in the waiting area with her hands folded in her lap, phone face down on the chair beside her. The building feels colder than usual. Security watches more closely today. When they call her name, she stands without hesitation. Inside the room, two HR officers sit across from her. A recorder sits between them, red light off. A notepad waits, blank. "This meeting is confidential," one of them says. "You are protected from retaliation under policy." Talia, she places her phone on the table and slides it forward. "I want that protection." They turn the recorder on. Talia speaks steadily. She does not dramatize. She does not soften. She gives dates, times, messages. She explains how the pressure escalated, how silence was framed as loyalty, how fear was used like a leash. When she finishes, the room is quiet. One HR officer closes the notebook. "Thank you." Across the building, Marcus sits in a different room. His interview is shorter. He confirms facts. He provides documentation. He explains his withdrawal. "This was not about winning," he says. "It was about stopping something wrong." They thank him too. Elena's interview is last. She enters with her back straight and her voice controlled. She denies intent. She frames everything as coincidence. She insists procedure was followed. HR listens. They ask about boundaries. They ask about disclosure. They ask about Adrian. Elena's answers tighten. Her words start to overlap. When the interview ends, she does not linger. By noon, the floor knows something happened. No announcement, no email, just the absence of movement. Doors closed, conversations cut short. At 2:15, a department-wide message goes out, a reminder of ethics obligations and reporting procedures. No names, no specifics, but everyone understands. Adrian is escorted from his office at 3:10 p.m. He walks calmly, too calmly. He does not look at anyone. Elena watches from behind her frosted glass as people avoid her door. The power she once held now feels thin, conditional. Marcus clears his desk before the end of the day. Not because he was told to, because he knows when a chapter is over. Talia leaves last. She steps outside into late afternoon light and exhales for the first time in weeks. Her phone buzzes with a final message from HR. Protection confirmed. She looks back at the building once, then walks away. The promotion remains unfilled. The cost is paid quietly, and the office never feels neutral again.